Unido.
Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul, Venture. Wow. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Springer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She comes along, three ball, good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness, 23-footer. Off the pass, chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles throws the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat. Here's a long trifecta to Zane Chappie. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chappie quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to all of you here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from the University of Dayton Arena. Anna Rockets take on the Dayton Stivers Tigers in the UD Arena's second regional semifinal of the night. First game went to Deer Park in overtime over Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, 57-56. Cincinnati Hills blew a double-digit lead with about 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, then had a short lead in overtime and gave it up. And Deer Park won it by a final score of 57-56. Winner of this contest between Anna and Stivers will meet Deer Park on Saturday at 5 here at the UD Arena. That's the regional championship game for a berth in the state Final Four in boys Division III basketball. Anna Rockets, outstanding campaign for the Green Machine. 22-4 on the year. Rockets have won 14 of their last 15. Meanwhile, the Stivers Tigers went 14-8 on the year, 5-5 in the Dayton Public School League, finished in a second-place tie with Belmont. Thurgood Marshall won it with a mark of 9-1. Stivers has been up and down, very inconsistent all year. Keep in mind that its second-leading scorer, Trayvon Ellis, missed the second half of the regular season. He has been back for the tournament and helped spark Stivers to a 77-73 win over Cincinnati Taft. Momentarily, we'll hear from Anna head coach Nate Barhorschuk, who was pleased when I spoke with him about the fact that the taller Taft team was ousted, and the opponent is Stivers. Anna matches up better. A year ago, when Anna beat Stivers by 18 points here in the regional semi, the headline could have read, Anna's size stuffed Stivers. 6'4 Carter Elliott, 6'5 Griffin Dosick. They combined for 19 rebounds in the win over Stivers last year. Little Isaac Leininger had a dozen in that game. Head coach Nate Barhorst played some zone, held Stivers to 35% shooting. All those Stivers players are back. They're seeking revenge tonight against Anna. Got to take care of the ball against the quick Tigers.
Yep, last year means absolutely nothing this evening. It's going to be a different ball game. And you're right about Stivers. If you can handle the basketball, if you don't turn the ball over, if you don't give them 3 and 4 shots on the offensive end on putbacks, you've got a real good shot at beating them. And this is a very, very good Anna team.
Yeah, it sure is. Anna's got to rely on its defense, keep Stivers out of the lane, force Stivers to shoot the ball from distance. Stivers got into the paint against Taft and got Taft's three leading scorers in foul trouble. I think a couple fouled out early in the fourth quarter that game. Taft had a chance late to get even in that contest, but was depleted.
Yeah.
Players on the sidelines. So Stivers will drive you. They'll go to the stripe. Don't shoot free throws much better than 60%. They're right at that mark. But it's a club that's been mighty inconsistent. The two bottom feeders in the Dayton Public School League were Dunbar and Ponitz. And believe it or not, Stivers lost 3 out of 4 to those two clubs.
Well,
the Stivers did hand Thurgood Marshall, though, its only setback in the Dayton Public School League. That's why I mean Stivers Jekyll and Hyde this year.
Yep, you don't know who you're going to get. And with Ellis back, they've got their leading scorer. They'd have a go-to guy. And sometimes when he's out and you're in close games, you just don't know who to get the basketball to with him back. But Anna's going to have to do a good job on him, try to keep him from getting off early in the game.
Yep, you'll hear the names Trayvon Ellis, 14 points a game, 6'2" senior. Alan Lattimore, 14 points a game, 6'2" junior. Dewan Allen, 6 foot senior, 13 a game. Doug Spears, 5'9" senior, 10 a game. They all played against Anna last year. Not a one of them, though, got more than 11. They were short of their averages in that game a year ago against Anna. The Rockets played very, very good defense. Anna coming off a standout district championship victory, 69-54 over National Trail. It was hard-earned, as commented by Anna head coach Nate Barhorst. Coach, outstanding triumph against National Trail. Very, very good team. You had to be at your best. Grit, determination, you stayed after them, hard-nosed defense, and your guard play was phenomenal.
Yeah,
against National Trail.
It really was. You know, that was a team that wasn't going to go away anytime soon, and they were right there step for step. You know, two solid kids in Cameron Harrison and Zach Woodall, and then the Woodall kid, I mean, he was feeling it. I mean, he could go right, he could go left. That pull-up jumper he's got was second to none in the amount of kids that I've seen come through the years. And I got to hand it to my kids. We switched it up a little bit in the second half, going a little bit more guard-oriented and getting a little bit more pressure out there. And sure enough, you know, we had some guys in the right spots. We were able to make some plays down the stretch that extended that lead and was able to secure the win.
Yeah, you knew some of their players. Their players knew some of yours. You go at it in the summertime, AAU. But what was the challenge defensively in slowing down Harrison? You did a real good job.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was probably the one focus that we had all week was the offense runs through him.
Right.
And if you allow him any kind of crease and he's able to get in that lane and he draws that extra defender, that extra big up, he's going to find a dump down guy or he's going to be able to find a guy to kick out to for the shot on the outside. So we had to do a much better job of keeping it contained, which both Riley and Bart did a great job, and then being able to, all right, fellas, if they're setting that ball screen, are they giving that that dribble handoff to him, we got to make sure we treat it as a hard hedge, and that's what we did, and was able to do that for the majority of the time.
If you had a young man improve himself on the basketball floor any greater over a few years than Cam Stewart, my goodness gracious, that guy's coming on like gangbusters.
He's got so much energy. Exactly. He's been a quality force for us in every aspect of the game. It's just not, you know, it's just not defense. It's He provided us the offensive part too, and you know, and I had a talk with him, and he knows this, okay, and he's one of the best team players that we've got, but any guy on this team is a threat, you know.
Yep.
We've got seven kids that go off for 15 or 20 points, and you got to account for every one of them, and he realizes that, and he takes the opportunity when it comes, just like any one of our kids do.
Sure. 9-year head coach at Anna, Nate Barhorst. Stivers is next. A little bit of a surprise, beating Taft, although it's a team that is very talented, very quick, not exceptionally big. Taft was bigger. You played Stivers last year. You've got an edge in that you know this club. Tell me about them, three outstanding performers. You've got to slow down.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, our kids are told right away after that game happened that this is a Stivers team that's better than last year.
Okay.
And we've got to make sure that they understand that and realize that this is not going to be any slough, or this is not going to be an easy game or a game that was compared to last year. It's going to be something we're going to have to battle and be able to be on top of our scouting reports about. So they have, yeah, like you said, size across the board is 5'10 and 6'2. So yes, it does help us out matchup wise because we did not match up with Tab very well with height and their athleticism and the way they run the game. But Stivers beat them for a purpose. Stivers beat them because Stivers, you know, got into a style that they were comfortable with. And, yeah, we're comfortable with it, too, to a certain point, but we also don't want to get in that mode of constantly turning the ball over, making it sloppy, because we know how that can be, too. So we want to make sure we protect the basketball. That's number one key, all right? Being able to know where Ellis, Allen, and Lattimore at all times, because they are their top three scorers, and you got to be able to keep them out of the paint and box out, because they got second and third opportunities against the Taft team that was so much outmatched them in size that I was very surprised to see that. They brought intensity.
It hurt
heard you stressing in practice, hey, guys, on offense, we've got to make sure that we secure the ball, good passing, break them down, because Stivers doesn't necessarily like to play defense for long possessions.
Yeah, I talked to a couple coaches that have played them, and that's what they've said. They said, you've got to protect the basketball. You've got to move the basketball. You move the basketball, get some ball reversals, we're going to be okay. And that's the one thing that we've got to stress come Wednesday night is be patient. And a lot of times we're not. I mean, a lot of times that ball doesn't get reversed for us and the shot's up. And that can be our own worst enemy. So on Wednesday night, we're going to be stressing. Let's get the ball reversal, and you'll see things open up. Attack the gaps when you have them, and you'll find guys open. And we'll get layups.
Hold your own on the boards and eliminate the turnovers.
Eliminate turnovers. The key's the game right there. Two big ones. Yep.
And a head coach, Nate Barhorst, fears from Stivers what he saw from National Trail. Tigers, a club that wants to get into the crease, Chuck, and make things happen down inside.
Yeah, they like to get in the lane, and once they get in the lane, if you go in there and you have to cover down on two to slow them up, they will find the open shooter, and they shoot the three pretty well.
Heck of a win by the Rockets over National Trail, which was a very stubborn opponent.
I was impressed by National Trail. I came into it honestly thinking it was probably going to be a cakewalk. I don't probably give the Cross County Conference enough credit, but boy, that was a really, really good basketball team. They had two outstanding players.
No Griffin Dosick this year, no Carter Elliott for Anna this year. Those two young men graduated a year ago. Anna has won 22 out of 26 games with not a whole lot of size. Need a nice game from Justin Murray tonight in the post.
Yeah, they need Murray to play. He had a great game, and then last week against National Trail, he did a lot of good things, but he wasn't a scoring threat. They need him to rebound and get some putbacks for them tonight against Stivers.
Again, the winner of this game will take on Deer Park on Saturday at 5 in a Boys Division III Regional Championship game. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. New underwriting sponsors, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, McCartyville Road. What you can imagine, we can create for you at Hoing and Hoing Builders. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Vote JordanSheriff.com. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Score founding partner. We simply could not have gotten off the ground in 2006 and 7 without the effort, support, assistance from LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center. We thank you, LaCalle administration, staff, and associates, so much. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, let's say hello early on to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, furniture.com. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. And Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney, hey, what's your favorite thing? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Anna Rockets roster, less the starters, has been introduced. Here's the opening five. Isaac Leininger at guard, 6-footer. He's a senior. He's pushed his average up to 10 a game. Justin Murray in the middle, 6'4", a senior, 8 points a game. Cameron Stewart, senior, 6'2", 9.5 points a game. And he gives the Rockets a great lift, both offensively and defensively, as head coach Nate Barhorst pointed out just a few minutes ago. Out front at guard, Riley Uhlskamp, 5'10", senior, 8.5 points a game. And Bart Bixler, 5'11", senior, 14 a game. Rockets did manage to grind it out against National Trail. much like they've got to do tonight against Dayton Stivers.
Well, they need to limit the Stivers' runs.
Yep.
And they need to have a couple of their own, and they just really have to take care of the basketball. Coach Barhorst made the comment that sometimes they get a little out of control throwing the ball around. Tonight they're going to have to be real concise with the basketball.
Yeah, they got to reverse it, make a few passes, force the Stivers' defense to flex.
Make a move.
Yes. Can't take quick shots unless you are wide open.
Right.
For the Dayton Stivers Tigers, first-year head coach is Mark Parker. He, by the way, was an assistant for a couple years at Dayton Jefferson. And I think during one of those 2 years, he was on the staff when Jefferson won the state title. So he's moved over to Stivers, first-year mentor of the Stivers program. Starting five for the home team on the scoreboard, wearing the white with orange numerals and orange Stivers across the chest, DeJuan Allen. He's a senior, six-footer, 13 points a game. Doug Spears is running mate at guard, 10 points a game, a senior at 5'9". Allen Lattimore, 6'1", junior, 15 points a game. Antonio Aubrey, 6'1", junior, 7 points a game. And Trayvon Ellis, he is a 6'2" senior, 15 points a game. He and Lattimore at about 15. DeJuan Allen, a little over 13. Spears also hits double digits at 10. Good balance on both clubs.
Yep, absolutely.
And a Rockets in the road. Green, white numbers outlined in black. All set to jump center here. Stivers will go from right to left on your phone or your computer screen as you imagine the UD Arena here tonight. Small crowd all on the opposite side. And here's the opening tap won by Anna. It's Leininger into the forecourt. Outside the arc on the right to Bixler. Bixler lobs to Murray. There's a cut. Ball thrown left corner. Hulskamp, open look. Three-pointer rimmed. Came out. Rebound down to Stivers. Holding up ahead for Stivers comes Allen. Allen hands it off 25 feet away to Spears. Spears, a compact young man. About 185-pounder, only 5'11 or so. Here's a pass to the post, broken up by Hannah and stolen. Nice theft by the Rockets. Murray got a fist on it. Smacked it to Hulskamp, to Bixler, to Murray in the post. Single coverage down in there. Shot fake up strong. Left it short. Rebound pinballed around. Murray got it again. Throws on the arc to Leininger. No score. We played nearly a minute. And a second possession. Bixler, Murray, baseline left. Tries to hit a cutter down the lane. Pass deflected. Picked off by Stivers. Spears has got it. He romps over the timeline. Anna played some zone a year ago against Stivers.
That's what they're playing right now.
Uh-huh. Deep in the left corner with the ball, Lattimore. Stivers recognizes the zone. Here's Spears at the arc. Top of the key, doesn't shoot. Laterals behind him to Lattimore. It goes to the foul line to a jump shooter. DeJuan Allen, bingo, he's got it.
Well, that's a line drive shot, but it went in.
Not much arch. It counts as a deuce just the same. Little give and go. Murray, Bixler. Another feed inside to Stewart. Intercepted, kicking on Stivers.
Got a break there because that was not a good pass.
Sure did. Anna did get a break on that play because Stivers was off and running the other direction. Ball inbounded to Bixler. Spin move in the lane. But nearly fouled. Little fadeaway. Footer over Spears. Swish. Bixler's got
it. He was fouled, but he made the basket.
Game tied at two. Stivers has it outside the arc. Ball thrown baseline left to Antonio Aubrey. Now to Spears, 30-foot left-hand jumper. Circled the rim twice and came out. It was nearly dead center, wouldn't stay in. Rebound ricochets out of bounds in the corner and a ball.
I think they'll let him have that shot till he makes one.
Boy, it was close to going in, Chuck.
It was a line drive. That would have had to have been perfect to go in.
Here's Bixler, 30 feet out on the right for Anna. Game tied at two. He goes baseline right. Back to Murray. Murray with a very poor pass, cross court for Hulskamp. Easy pickings on the play for Lattimore. Lattimore baseline right to Ellis. Ellis with a teardrop from 5 feet, left it short. Ellis has his own rebound. He's below the backboard. He steps out of bounds, out of real estate. Game tied at two. We played 2.5 minutes. Anna's offensive passing, Chuck, not sharp.
Well, they've turned it twice, and both of them just terrible decisions on a pass.
Hillscamp at midcourt against DeJuan Allen. Allen quite physical at the moment. Hillscamp picks up his dribble, goes to Leininger, 30 feet away. Isaac on the bounce. Fakes left, goes right into the lane. Running one-hander way off to the left. He was hindered. Rebound down to Lattimore. Lattimore to Spears. He busts into the paint area. To Ellis in the left corner. Little stop-and-go move, but he dragged the pivot foot. Still tied at two. 5-10 left first quarter.
This is quite a pace for 2-2.
Yes. Jitters being expressed for both clubs. Hillscamp down the floor for Anna, ahead of the key to Murray. Ball thrown left baseline to Bixler. Bixler guarded by Spears. What a duel that is. Baseline left, leaner by Bixler in traffic, short. Rebound down to Stivers. Both teams mighty strong defensively here at the start. We've played over 3 minutes. It's a 2-2 contest. Here's Trayvon Ellis handling the ball 25 feet away. They overload against the zone. Ellis in the corner to Aubrey. Out high to Lattimore. Hits a player at the foul line. Here's a fadeaway 15-footer by Allen. No, off the heel. Rebound, Hillscamp. Fast break to Bixler. Bixler drives in from the left flank. He's upended at about the 5-yard line. Spilled short of the goal line. Hangs onto the ball.
He would have scored if that was football.
Right. That'd have been a TD for sure.
He did a great job of getting the ball up on the rim because he knew he was going to get pounded.
He was thumped on the play. Mark Bixler, two free throws coming. 2-2 score, 4:26 left in the first. Free throw by Bixler, no good off the flange.
They're going to go smaller now. They're putting Finkenbein into the game for Murray.
McCain Finkenbein, 6 foot soft on the court at the moment now for Anna. As Bixler sizes up free throw number two, and he pours it in there. 3-2 Anna, 4:25 left in the first quarter. Midcourt at Spears, forward Aiton Stivers. He's 30 feet out. Gets a screen on the play from a teammate. It is DeJuan Allen. On the arc, it's Ellis. He's checked by Hillscamp. Ellis wants to shoot, can't. Fadeaway, 15-footer, baseline right. Bullseye by DeJuan Allen. Long throw in, and down to Bixler. Bixler shot fake, goes to the rim, around the defender, Aubrey, up and good, but Bixler.
It's the Bixler-Allen show right now, 5-4.
1 point lead, Anna, thanks to Bart's five. Ellis has the ball high right for Stivers. Down to 3:42 left to go first quarter. Deep three, left flank, Spears for Stivers, short, no good. He's missed two bombs. Rebound to Leininger to Bixler. Top of the circle, Hillscamp for Anna. Coming out to greet him on the play is Trayvon Ellis. Near steal, head of the key. McCain Finkenbein open. Long three to the left, no good. Rebound batted to Finkenbein. Into the paint to Hillscamp. Right back to McCain. Another triple. Swish! Finkenbein, a trifecta.
Nice find that time by Hillscamp on the offensive rebound.
Confidence in the soft.
He can shoot it, that's a fact.
8-4, Anna, 3 minutes left, opening period. Spears has the ball 35 feet away. Now to Ellis at the UD logo, two steps from midcourt. Finkenbein at the point on the zone right now. Here's Spears, foul line extended right, dropped the ball, nearly lost it, did fumble it away. Picked up by Cam Stewart of Anna. Long throw down the floor to Finkenbein. Cross-court pass to Stewart in the lane. Shake-and-bake move. Running one-hander. Makes it. Stewart for Anna. Time out, Stivers. Anna on a streak. 10-4 lead. 2:36 left. First quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Hershey, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Hershey, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Hershey.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney, on Route 25A. Barker, the most valued agency in the area.
representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, after the Stivers timeout, nothing productive happened. In fact, Anna stole it and got a quick transition bucket, 2-on-1 the other way.
Finkenbein got a hand on it, found Bixler down the floor for the layup.
Bart's got, what, 3 field goals already?
He's got 7 points.
2 minutes left, first quarter, 12-4, Anna. Foul line extended right, Ellis. Big time fall away, 17-footer, hit the rim, backboard no good. Dominating rebound by Stewart of Anna. Down to Hillscamp, 2-on-1. Low on the left to Bixler. He lets 3 jumpers pass right by him, and then he lays it through. And of a 10, a minute 47 left, opening stanza. Stivers rattled. Midcourt, it's Ellis for the Tigers. Stivers beat Cincinnati's number one seed, Cincinnati Taft, or I should say number two seed, Cincinnati Taft. Deer Park was number one, 77-73 at Northmont in the district last Saturday. Anna down National Trail, 69-54. Another miss by Stivers from long range. Here's Anna, pick and roll, lining her. Stewart right in front, makes it. Four-footer.
That was a great pass that time by Leininger.
Oh, what a phenomenal feed. Super dish. A minute left, first quarter. Anna has put together a big string here now, up by a 16-4 count. After Anna led 5-4 early, 11 straight rockets. And Stivers settles. Another long three-point bomb. Ellis missed it off the back rim. Rebound Spears in the lane. Goes up hard with the left hand. Not good. Might have fouled over the back on the rebound. It is taken down by Hillscamp of Anna. Long three, Finkenbein. Look out. Short. No good off the rim. That would have brought the roof off the UD Arena. Here's Stivers. Quickly down the floor. 3-on-2 break. Pell-mell into the lane. Foul on Anna. That was Antonio Aubrey, who took off like he was leading an express train down the floor. It was a track meet on that drive to the basket for Stivers. And for his effort, Antonio Aubrey earns a couple at the stripe with 34 ticks to go first quarter. Anna up a dozen, 16-4. Aubrey cans the foul shot. Second free throw coming here for Antonio Aubrey. He and Spears round out the scoring among the starting quintet. They're the fourth and fifth scorers on this club. Second shot left-handed. Aubrey, he cans another. Both of them in. Stivers has been limited, Chuck, to how many field goals?
They got 2 baskets and 2 free throws.
And we have played 7 1/2 minutes. It's 16-4, Anna. Here's Hillscamp at midcourt. Nose to nose with him is DeJuan Allen. Hillscamp back to his basket. Now gives it to McCain Finkenbein between the rings. Enters the lane. Whips a pass left corner to Isaiah Masteller, who's checked in. 16 seconds to go in the period. To Bixler. He probes the middle. Fadeaway 9-footer. Got it. What a play by Bart. He is excelling tonight as usual. Super beginning for Anna. 3 seconds left in the quarter. Baseline drive. Running one-hander. Ellis overshot it. No good. Outstanding opening quarter for the Green Machine. 18-6. Anna over Dayton Stivers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, scoresbroadcast.com, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Anna Rockets are soaring. They've exploded
up a dozen, 18-6 after 8 minutes, Chuck.
57% from the floor in the first quarter for the Rockets, 18% for, that would be, what, about 1-for-9, right?
After a slow start, Anna carved up the Stivers defense, got some good in-close looks.
Right, and Bixler ended up with 11 in the first quarter.
Boy, was he sharp. Here's Stivers with a possession to open up play in the second period. At long range, it's Spears. Down in the right corner, gives it up to Antonio Aubrey. Foul line extended right, Juwan Allen. He drives into the lane area. Nice bounce pass to Ellis, who angles in from the left corner. He catches and lays it through. Allen to Ellis, good duo. 18-8, Anna by 10. Heels camp down the floor, right corner, Bixler. Bixler's got space in the baseline. He's in cross court for Masteller. It goes awry into the Stivers bench.
Well, he left his feet going down the baseline, and there was no one to throw it to.
36 seconds played in the second period. 10-point lead, Anna, which was up 18-6 after one. Here's Stivers. Foul line jump shot pumped up there by Aubrey. It bounds around, comes off. Board to Murray. To Yulskamp. Quick fire down the floor, right corner. Long fadeaway three ball. Masteller hit the heel. Long rebound, Stivers. Two on two break. Stop and a pop from 3-point territory. No, it's missed on the play. Allen couldn't get it to go. Couldn't get it to go. Hannah got the rebound. Masteller missed a long three. Allen missed a long three. Anna in possession again. 10-point lead. Bixler open. Big-time drive from the left corner. Got it for
wow.
two. What a play by Bart.
Took a bump on that one, too. It just kept his concentration.
Oh, there was a crevice in the Stivers defense. And Bart capitalized. Here's a jump stop by the Anna free throw shooter, or I should say foul line shooter. It is Allen. Clearly walked. No call. Missed it. Rebound down the floor to Masteller. He's knocked out of bounds and fouled. Stivers, frenetic pace, Chuck. They are taking some crazy shots.
Yeah, they are taking the first shot down the floor.
And Stivers being limited to shots from 15 feet on out. Anna's getting very good tight looks around the rim. 6:22 left, second quarter, 20-8 in favor of Anna. Ball inbounded to Stewart. To Hulskamp, to Masteller, shot fake on the arc. Probes the middle, off-balance 10-footer, banked it, rattled around, came off. Rebound knocked to Bixler on the arc. To Leininger, he dives into the paint. 8-footer wide left. Strong rebound by Stivers. Here comes Ellis down the floor for the Tigers, picked up by Bixler. Oh, herky-jerky move into the lane, a runner, left it short, no good. Rebound pinballed around to Hulskamp. No-look pass to Bart. Bart driving to the rack, up and in for two. Hulskamp and Bixler engineer another break. And head coach Mark Parker of Stivers has seen enough. Anna by 14. We play 220 here in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Anna Rockets have bolted to a 14-point advantage, 5:49 left in the second. It has been the Bart Bixler show so far.
Well, he's got 15.
15 of the Rockets, 22, have been pumped home by Bart Bixler. Anna settling back into that zone. What is it, Chuck, a 1-2-2?
Yeah, it's a 3-2, actually.
It's got Masteller in the middle across the top, flanked by Bixler and Leininger, and Stivers stymied at the moment. Most of the shots they've gotten have been from way out on the floor. Here's a drive by Spears. Great defense by Masteller. And Isaiah's got his mitts on the basketball, which was clutched by Spears. And that's the definition of a tie-up. Arrow, Anna.
Yep, tied him up all the way down the floor.
Way to go. We got Cam Stewart, Masteller, Leininger, Bixler, Hulskamp, small five on the floor. Ball lob mid-post. Cam Stewart back to the basket. Goes to work, fall away 15-footer. Look at that roll.
Wow.
It's good. Soft touch, Stewart.
That's a kid with confidence to shooting the basketball, I'll tell you.
Over the top of Trayvon Ellis, Cam Stewart knocks it down. 16-point lead, Anna. Here is Stivers driving baseline left. Shot missed. Tick back is good by Aubrey. 24-10, Anna. Biggest lead there, 24-8 at the five-minute mark of the second. Out of the arc, straight away with the ball. Masteller down the left side to Leininger for Anna. Open post right now. Nobody in the paint area. Over guarding foul on Spears as he put the clamps on Yulskamp too aggressively. Team foul situation. Only one on the Rockets so far. How about that?
Yep, three on Stivers. They're letting them play. I'm glad.
That's to Anna's advantage. Rockets love to be physical at the defensive end. Leininger inbounds to Yulskamp. He's on the arc. Spears checks him. Near side, Masteller. Aubrey on him. Leininger 25 feet away. Masteller spots up, shoots a 30-footer. It banged off the rim. Rebound down to Lattimore. Lattimore skates his way into the paint area, and he throws it in off the backboard. A shovel shot down around his knees. Good goal by him. The lead a dozen for Anna. Midcourt, Yulskamp. Left side, Leininger. Just over four to play, second quarter. On the arc, it's Leininger, now to Yulskamp. Stivers, Tigers, have put in two straight buckets. Oh, Masteller, stutter step in the lane. Got away with a big-time walk. Handed to Stewart. This pocket pass is intercepted. Stivers down the floor to Spears. Here's the trailer, Ellis. Foul line, jump stop in the paint, left hand up and good. A teardrop over the iron. Six in a row by Stivers. Head coach Nate Barhorst gets a timeout. 24-14, Anna. 3:48 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. Located at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Anna up 10, 3.5 to go, second quarter. Finkenbein left open. He spurts down the lane, arches it up and in. He let it go from below his waist. Nice soft shot to Finkenbein. Stivers didn't guard him.
Well, they needed that because Stivers has really picked up their defensive intensity in the half court.
Yep, Tigers reeled off six in a row. Long three ball, left corner, bullseye. That was a bomb. Beautiful lengthy shot by Allen Lattimore near steal midcourt. It is garnered, though, by Leininger. That was a triple by Stivers to cut Anna's lead to 9. It was 116. Leininger left open, dances through the lane, flips up a one-hander. It bounds off. No good. Rebound Stivers. Here comes Ellis to midcourt. Foul line. Running one-hander down the paint, suspends himself, and hits it. Here come the Tigers within 7 now. 2:40 left, second quarter. Yulskamp down the floor for Anna. Too much dribbling. Stolen by Stivers. They head to Ellis. Hits the trailer for a three. It's Lattimore. Short, no good. Big miss there. Rebound to Bixler for Anna. Cross court to Yulskamp. Behind him to Finkenbein. 28-footer Finkenbein. Air ball. Rebound Bixler right corner. Into the paint area. Pulls up. 10-footer short. Rebound Stivers. 2 minutes left. Here in the second quarter. Blocking foul. Finkenbein. Anna Rockets out of control. Not getting back on defense. Shooting too quickly on offense.
Well, he talked about not taking the first shot at about the last four times down the floor. They're just launching it.
Yep. Rockets in a mode to Stivers' liking right now.
Stivers is getting to the rim.
Yes.
And offensively.
Stivers did not get deep into the paint the first quarter plus a couple of minutes. Keep in mind, Anna led 24-8. It's now 26-19. Stivers with an 11-2 surge. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Here's Spears, 30 feet away. Wants to go to Allen in the post. feeds it behind the arc to Aubrey. Now to Spears in the paint. Oh, a good look pass. Low on the left to a cutter. Caught and laid in. Beautiful play. Nice player off the bench for Stivers. He gets a lot of ink. That was Cordell Burris. Good two-pointer. Here is Bixler. Makes a basket running down the floor for Anna. But that was well after a whistle. Defensive foul on Stivers. Now, Brendan Crump made the last field goal for Stivers. He and Burris come in off the bench, and they have given the Tigers a lift, some energy. 26-21. Ball inbounded. Baseline left. Stewart's got it. Heck of a reverse layup by Cam Stewart.
Yeah, boy.
Rockets needed that. Back up 7. 28-21. Minute 28 to go, second quarter. Tigers can score in runs. Here's a low post move down inside. Fadeaway 7-footer. Good by Allen. Tigers are relentless.
They're getting inside that zone down every time down the floor.
28-23 and up 5. A minute to go, second quarter. Bixler on the arc to Finkenbein. Left side, Leininger. Leininger to Stewart. High right. Right wing, Bixler. Fakes left, goes right, baseline, shot fake, lets two men go by, and lays it in off the window. Bixler continues his great play. 30-23, end of a 7. Another drive of Spears, of Stivers, left-handed wild shot, no good. Rebound, Hillscamp, 3-on-2. Riley fakes the pass, wow, and scores with the left hand. 4 in a row by Anna, up 9. 35 seconds left. Stivers a run out to the rim. It'll count if it goes. No, it skips off the iron. Break for Anna. Lattimore was fouled in the act of shooting. 33.9 left, second quarter. Anna 32, Stivers 23. It was 24-8. Outstanding spurt by Stivers. What a charge.
Well, you knew they were going to have some runs in them.
And Stivers is connecting at the stripe. Up and in for the Tigers. Nailed on the play by Allen Lattimore. Second free throw for the free throw shooter for the Tigers. It's a 32-24 game. Second shot on the way. Around and through. Down into the cylinder. Lead for Anna. Merely 7. It was 16. 28 seconds to go. First half. Rockets to play for 1. Leininger swings a pass to Stewart. High post. Nobody back door. Stewart drives. Blocked out of bounds by Stivers. Great defensive play there. Nicely done by Brendan Crump. Boy, he's giving this team a lift. 6'2" junior. Deep left corner, Leininger. 19 seconds to go. Hang on to it. Don't give Stivers the last shot. Here's Bixler between the rings. 13 to go. Left side, Leininger. Down to 10. Leininger fakes right, goes left. Back to Bart at midcourt with 7. They spread the floor. Bart's got to go. Nearly stolen. Loose ball. Time will run out. That'll do it. Stivers got away a long 60-footer off the top of the glass. Anna 32. Stivers 25. Anna once led 24-8 in this game. A super last 5.5 minutes of the second quarter by the Stivers Tigers here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Over the last 5 minutes of that second quarter, Stivers charge outscored Anna 17-8 to trim Anna's 16-point lead down to 7 here at the break, which is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, take a look at the team stats first. Anna shot the ball. They were 15 of 29 from the floor. That's 52%. They were only 1 of 7 shooting threes, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. On the other side, Stivers was 10 of 26 from the floor, 38%, 1 of 6 shooting threes, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 18-12 rebound advantage for the Rockets, 5-3 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned the ball over 6 times. Anna has a 28-16 advantage in the paint and 6-4 off points off of turnovers. Fast breaks, they have 11, and Stivers has 6. Individual scoring for Dayton Stivers. They have Ellis with 6 and Juwan Allen with 6. Allen Lattimore with 5. They got 4 out of Antonio Aubrey. Then they got 2 each from Spears and Crump. They scored 6 and 19, 25 for the first half. Anna led by Bart Bixler. He was 8 for 10 from the floor. 17 points, 8 points for Cam Stewart, 5 for McCain Finkenbein off the bench, and Riley Uelskamp added 2. They scored 18 and 14, and they lead at 32-25 at the half.
Now Chuck, nice pace for Anna, first 11 or 12 minutes, but it got out of hand the second half of that second quarter for sure.
Well, and that's what happens. They were having such success running and shooting it, and Bixler getting to the rim, then all of a sudden Stivers adjusted. They weren't going to let Bart get to the rim, and they settled for a couple of real long early in the rotation.
Yep.
Threes,
yep.
And they got to avoid that in the second half. I guarantee you they're talking about that at halftime.
And Stivers got down the floor in a jiffy,
yep,
before Anna threw up that barricade zone, and Stivers started knifing into the paint area, and they sliced up Anna's defense.
And when they attack the zone, if they can get in the middle of that zone like they did a few times,
right,
that's when they're most effective.
Yes. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report, about 5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. The winner tonight returns on Saturday at 5 to take on Deer Park, which defeated Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy in overtime in the first regional semifinal here tonight. CHCA was up double digits with about 4 minutes to go in the game, frittered that away. It wound up even at the end of regulation. CHCA had a short lead in overtime, blew it, and Deer Park won by 1. Deer Park awaits tonight's winner on Saturday at 5. 32-25, Anna in the lead over Dayton Stivers by 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All-Southwest District, and Special Mention All-Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Thank you so much, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Anna owns a 7-point edge here at the break. Chuck, to say that Stivers is mighty dangerous is an understatement.
You knew in the second half, in the second quarter, they were going to come out and really pick up their defensive intensity, and they did. And the fact that they only turned that Anna only turned the ball over six times against it is a testament that they were strong with the basketball. It was their shot selection in the second quarter that got Stivers back in the game.
Exactly. This segment of our halftime brought to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal, a founding sponsor, got us off the ground in 2006 and 7 when, Chuck, we couldn't even spell the word Internet. I-N-N-E-R, or what?
Internet. Thank goodness for Al Gore invented it for us.
There we go. But the rest, as they say, is history. 15 years here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment got us started. It continues to promote academic and athletic success of student-athletes in Shelby County during our halftime break. And during the tournament, we recognize seniors. They are, for the Anna Rockets, Isaac Leininger, Justin Murray, Cameron Stewart, Riley Hillskamp, Mark Bixler, all 12th graders, outstanding student-athletes, excel on the court and in the classroom. Thank you to those young men for the Anna Rockets, fine ambassadors for Anna High School, recognized tonight thanks to LaCal on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here we go, second half on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Right in front of us here at midcourt, Alan Lattimore handles the basketball, and it's on the court of play to Doug Spears. Spears bounces back to Lattimore. Handoff high left to Trayvon Ellis for Stivers, which trails by 7. Early third quarter. Cross-court pass to Spears. Spears has it. Deep right side three. Missed it hard. Hit the rim. Backboard. Rebound stuck up and in. Outstanding play by Antonio Aubrey. He's having a good game.
No box out that time by Ann at all. He had the inside position when the shot went up.
Aubrey at 6-1 flipped in the rebound, and Anna's 16-point lead has melted to 5. First 40 seconds, third quarter. Here's Finkenbein, 30 feet away. And he makes a baseball pass cross court over Media Row, intended for Bixler, out of bounds to Stivers. Stivers Tigers will bring it down. Anna turns it over to start the second half. Not a good sign.
Well, you got a sophomore who has very little varsity experience. He got hardly anything during the season.
Here's Spears, top of the circle, hand off to Ellis. Tries to squeeze into the lane. Gives it up on the arc to Aubrey, to Spears. He bolts down the paint. Leaves it short. And what do we have, Chuck? Jump ball.
Help ball, yep.
Have good defense by Anna. Look like Spears might get to the rim. Anna stopped him short, pried the ball loose. Looked like it might have been a very short shot attempt. Didn't hit the rim. Tie-up occurred, or maybe Stivers jammed it out of bounds. Anyway, it's Anna's possession. Empty possession for Stivers. Give and go. Stewart down the lane to Yuleskamp. Yuleskamp is bottled up in the lane. Missed it badly. Long rebound. Out high to Stewart. Push-off foul by Stivers. Break Anna.
Two-hand shove to go get the rebound.
That was obvious. Clearly so. Anna will pitch it in play far side of the floor.
Well, they're not very happy about it. When they watch the film, they'll go, oh, that's what happened.
Boy, the ramp up in intensity by Stivers after the first 3 or 4 minutes of the second quarter has been significant. Anna up 5. 90 seconds gone, third quarter. Rocket Jet to score in the period. Lanier comes in from the left flank. Pulls up and swish on a 10-footer. He stopped on a dime and dropped it in. Good bucket. Anna back up 7. Spears on the arc for Stivers to Ellis. Into the post. Turnaround Jay. Banked in. My goodness, DeJuan Allen didn't mean to use the window. He was very heavy on the shot, but it carried him through. Yuleskamp at midcourt. Long pass to Finkenbein. Oh, the harassment by Stivers at midcourt causes another errant throw out of bounds.
He's playing too fast. Even if they come to double you, you gotta keep your calm and go ahead and find the open man. Finkenbein was all by himself.
Poise and composure so important now for the Rockets, who lead by only 5. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Here's Ellis, 35 feet away. Gives it up on the play to Spears. Right corner baseline, Ellis, open, fadeaway 16-footer, headset. Stivers on fire.
He's a good basketball player. That's a nice, smooth jump shot.
34-31, Anna's lead shrinks to 3. Leininger, Yuleskamp, back to Isaac. Fakes left, goes right, into the paint. Running one-hander, wild, off the board. Rebound, Stivers. They've got the advantage. 3-on-2 break, Ellis to the rim. Gives it up right corner to the three-point shooter. No, off the back iron. Rebound, Yuleskamp. He darts down the court hard. Pulls up foul line. Hits the trailer Leininger. He probes the middle. He's upended. Passes to Bixler. He hits and a foul. Good thing they didn't call the foul. Isaac was knocked off his pins.
Yeah.
He got the pass away. Bixler on the finish. And he's at the stripe with an and one.
Yeah, I don't think they weren't going to give him that whether he turned it over or not, but he was way out of control. He got lucky to find Bixler.
He sure did. Way out of control. Well, Stivers had cut it to 3, 34-31. Three-point play, Bixler. Anna up 6, 37-31, as Bart drills the free one. 5:12 to go, third quarter. We've got a game. First contest of the night was a thriller, too, won by Deer Park in overtime over Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. Top of the circle with the ball, Lattimore. Lattimore goes baseline to the off-balance jump shooter who's bumped. I think while on the floor, though.
Yeah.
Not a shooting foul. It was Spears who was cracked into by a green jersey. 4:58 to go, third quarter. 37-31, Anna. Stivers had cut it to 34-31. Into the paint area, Ellis off balance. 6-footer, lot of rim, and it skips off. Rebound, Anna. Ellis missed a point blanker. Juleskamp quickly down the floor to Leininger. Oh, a hasty pass. A bad one. Stolen by Stivers. 3-on-2 break. Deep right corner. Three-point shooter. Hits a cutter down the lane. Up and in by Aubrey. 37-33. Anna's lead shaved to 4. Juleskamp backcourt for the Rockets. Anna's come unglued since late second quarter. They've got to get it together. Deep left side of the floor at Stewart. Out on top to Leininger. Jumping and shooting. A long 26-footer around and out. Easy carom to Stivers. Ellis on the go. Stivers down 4. Make it 2. What a shovel shot with the left hand by Ellis. Anna reeling. Anna reeling at the moment. Here come the Stivers Tigers. 37-35. 4 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Yep, Anna turnovers and poor shots are fueling the Stivers offense at the other end, Chuck.
Yeah, they're just, Stivers is getting in the lane, and then they're finding the open guy on either side. Whoever comes to help, they're doing a good job of finding the guy on the block on the other side. Plus, they're running the floor outstanding right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we played 20 minutes, Chuck. 8-minute first quarter, 8-minute second quarter, 4 minutes here in the third. Anna owned the first 10. Stivers has owned the second 10.
Yep. It's a two-point game right now.
With under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, Anna was in front 24-8. 27 points by Stivers since then to Anna's, 13? Yes. 37-35, Anna but 2. Stivers is rolling. Here's Ellis at midcourt guarding Juleskamp. Two-point edge Rockets. Juleskamp to Leininger to Juleskamp. Justin Murray back on the floor now at the post. He's got the ball in the right corner. Sends it on top to Stewart. Left wing Juleskamp goes baseline. Open 10-footer. Bangs it off the back rim. Rebound deflects to Stivers. Anna not connecting. That was a very makeable jumper. Stivers lost Juleskamp, but he misfired. 3:28 to go, third quarter. Stivers can tie or take the lead. 30 feet out, Lattimore. Gives it to Ellis. Bixler on him. Trayvon Ellis gets a screen. Thought about pulling the trigger from three-point land. Didn't. Gave it to Spears. He will. He rattles it in. A bomb. Spears had misfired on his first 4 threes. That one right down through the well. And Stivers is up 1. 38-37. Anna hurting for certain right now. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Baseline left, Juleskamp on top to Murray. Right flank, Bixler set, shoots the triple, drains it. Huge bucket by Bixler. Bart from long distance. 40-38, Anna. 2:42 left, third quarter. What a game here at the UD Arena tonight. Trayvon Ellis gets a screen, head of the circle. He knifes his way down the lane, suspends himself, missed it. Very makeable, couldn't get it to go. Juleskamp run out to Stewart. Stewart all alone at the other end, got it for 2. Stivers crashed the offensive glass, had no one back. Anna back up 4, 42-38. Stivers Tigers, do they get a timeout or is there a foul away from the ball?
I think it was a technical foul. Technical foul on number 3.
That's Ellis. Trayvon may have thought he was nudged on the forearm on that last little floater in the lane. Clark Bixler is parked at the other end, ready to shoot the Tex.
Well, that took the possession away from Stivers. Gives 2 free throws and Anna the ball out of bounds, short.
And Stivers' huge surge and momentum is gone.
Well, I don't care what you thought. You got to keep your mouth shut.
Right.
That's up to the coach to talk to the officials. It's up to you to play.
Mark Bixler drains the first technical, second one, hits every centimeter of the rim, and bounds away. No good. 43-38 and up 5. 2:16 left third quarter. Rockets have the ball at midcourt. Stewart right in front of us. Hands to Hulskamp. Backcourt to Bixler. Bixler fakes right, goes left against Spears. Down the left side to Leininger. How many points now for Bart Bixler?
He's got 23.
Oh, make it 25. Leininger to Bixler in the post. Back to the basket. Spears fell down. Shot good. Bart hits again. He has single-handedly stretched Anna's lead to 7 after the Rockets went down by 1. Minute 44 to go here in the third quarter. Ellis foul line. Oh, he's a whirling dervish in the lane. In and out on the 10-footer. Long board to Bixler. It's a track meet. Bart the other way. Out in front. Up and in. Bixler with 2 more. Minute 28 to go. Third quarter. Anna back up a 9. Unbelievable spurt. Here's a deflection by Anna. Leininger. Bixler. 3-on-1. Bart to the rack. Reverse layup. Yes. Anna contingent in green across the way.
Wow.
Going delirious. Crazy at the moment. 49-38. Anna, 12 in a row by the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Dayton Stivers. Tigers took a 1-point lead, 38-37 over Anna, 2 minutes ago. The Bart Bixler performance continues. What a show this young man is putting on. Does he have 30 yet, John?
He had 17 at the half. He scored 13 here in the third quarter.
Wow. Bart Bixler playing like a young man possessed.
Well, what an answer.
Yes.
What an answer.
Huge statement to not only go back up by a couple of buckets to extend the lead to 11. As Stivers tried to squelch this hot Anna team in the last couple minutes, Stivers started crashing the offensive glass with everybody, Chuck.
Yep.
And when shots came flying back out to the free throw line, it was Anna going coast to coast against Stivers. Bart Bixler leading away. Final, a minute 15, third quarter. Stivers to midcourt. It's Spears, picked up by Bixler. Gets a screen out high from Aubrey. Spears motors down the right side of the lane, up and in with the left hand. Stivers won't go away. 49-40, Anna. Bixler at midcourt with a minute left in the third. On the arc to Hulskamp. Someone else needs to contribute other than Bart. He's got to be spent. Bixler 30 feet out on top to Murray. Left side Leininger. Starts to probe the middle, pulls up, 10-footer, way short. Rebound Ellis. Ellis air mails one down the floor to Lattimore. Here's a runner by Allen Lattimore. Got it. Good shot by Lattimore. He split two green shirts. 49-42, four in a row by Stivers. Half minute to go. Third quarter. Anna's got to hold it for the final shot. Here's Hulskamp, though, darting to the rim. And he knifes his way through a couple of defenders in white shirts from Stivers. And Hulskamp puts it through. 19 to go. Spears back against Bixler. Defensive foul, Bart, who couldn't hold him out of the paint.
That's only two team fouls.
And I think it's on the floor, not shooting.
Right.
51-42, Anna. Good answer by Hulskamp. Last trip down.
Well, I'll tell you what, he made a tough shot, but he made it.
17.8 remaining, third quarter, 51-42, Anna by 9 over Stivers. What a game. Ball lobbed into Ellis in the left corner. It may take 70 to win this. Ellis blows by two green jerseys on the baseline and puts it up and in off the window. What a blow by Ellis. Man, is he quick. 6 seconds left in the third. Hulskamp down the floor. Foul line extended right. Bad pass for Murray. It is in the left corner. Loose on the floor. The horn sounds. That's it. Stivers gets the last goal of the third. Anna prevailing by 7 at the end of 3 after Stivers took a brief 1-point lead in the middle of the third stanza. 51-44 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Oh, this Trayvon Ellis for Stivers, Chuck, as you were noting while we were away during the commercial break, mighty sleek. He is silky smooth.
Well, like you were telling me before the game, he missed half the games this year with injury.
Yep.
You can see why they lost 8 games, boy. They're a really good basketball team with him out there on the floor.
Stivers 14-8. The record does not tell the story. Big upset win over Taft in the district championship, 77-73. And at Thurgood Marshall, its only league loss during the regular season. Long three-pointer by Spears to start the fourth quarter. It's in and out, no good. Rebound, Anna, 60-foot pass into the stands at the other end.
Not what they need. They got a 7-point lead, and they got time on their side.
15 seconds gone, early fourth quarter. Ellis to midcourt. How many for him, Chuck?
Ellis has 12.
He's got the ball ahead of the key. He'll be the go-to guy down the stretch for Stivers. Bounce pass to Dewan Allen, 30 feet away. Now Allen Lattimore. A little bit of a crevice in the Anna defense, and it's poked away from behind alertly by Leininger. Out of bounds, baseline right. Lattimore, the playmaker. 7:29 to go, fourth quarter, and up 7. Ball lobbed to Ellis, deep right corner, Leininger on him. Here's Trayvon with a 30-footer fall away near the sideline. It is no good. Hit the rim twice. Rebound, Hulskamp. Hulskamp spurts into the lane, pulls up, 7-footer, swish!
Nice.
Two straight goals by Hulskamp to close the third and start the fourth. The lead is 9 for Anna. 53-44. Here's Spears, 25 feet away. Dribbling, wants to drive. Here's a three-point shot by Allen Lattimore. Bullseye! Lattimore! Wow! That was from Stewart Street.
Yeah, it was.
6:50 left, fourth quarter. Anna's lead a mere 6. Here's Leininger, foul line. Baseline right to Murray. Murray bowls into the lane. Missed it, Kimmy, a 4-footer. Skipped off the rim. Rebound, Ellis, 4 Stivers. Throws to the post. Here's a hard drive to the basket. Block attempt from behind by Hulskamp. Foul. 2 free throws, Stivers. Missed opportunity, Rockets.
Yep.
Last offensive set. 6.5 remaining. That was one of those where you're off the baseline far enough, Chuck. You use the board.
Yeah, he hadn't played. Now, he only taken a couple of shots. So, and Murray hadn't shot a lot tonight. He kind of tried to guide that in instead of just shooting the jumper.
2 free throws to Juan Allen Stivers. A lot of rim off the backboard and down through. And Anna's lead is 5. As the foul shooter, Lattimore, coaxed that one in. Or I should say Allen, the foul shooter. 6:34 left. Isaiah Masteller in for Murray for Anna. Masteller, Leininger, Bixler, Stewart, Hulskamp, second shot upcoming. Dewan Allen flexes the knees. Swish. 53-49. Anna's lead is only 4. Here's Bixler in backcourt. Boy, they're making him work. He angles up over the timeline, gives it to Hulskamp, 35 feet away. 3 team fouls on Stivers, 3 on Anna. Here's Bixler. Airmails 1 cross court, deflected, picked up by Leininger. Scattered floor, left corner, Masteller, deep 3, missed it heavy. Weak side rebound, Bixler. Shot fake, up 6-footer, short. Rebound, Stivers. 6 minutes left, Stivers down just 4. Here's Ellis, shake and bake, through the lane, down the pike to the rim, scores. Is it a continuation? Count it, plus 1. Heck of a play by Ellis.
Wow.
53-51, Anna Batu. Boy, Stivers has weathered 3 or 4 Anna storms in this game. The Tigers right back in it. It's going to go to the wire. You can sense it. Free throw, Trayvon Ellis on its way. No good, out to the right. Stewart's got the ricochet for Anna. Backcourt to Yulskamp, he's tripped. Foul defensively. Ellis got in his path, knocked him down. Team foul four on Stivers. 5:54 to go here in the game. Anna's lead is two. It was seven at the end of three. Yulskamp got the
first one, so they're up nine. 53-44.
The quarter's opening bucket was by Anna's Yulskamp. So the advantage for Anna's gone from 9-2 in the last 2 minutes plus. Here's Yulskamp, top of the circle for Anna. 53-51 Rockets. 5:35 to go. Masteller behind the back pass to Stewart.
Oh.
Drives. Oh, my gosh. He rimmed an 8-footer. It hit the backboard. Circled the rim twice. Came out. Here for the tie is Ellis. Splits a couple defenders. Foul on the floor. Holding against Anna. Trayvon Ellis is getting the slightest opening, and he is zipping right through it. He's quick. Got a great first step. Long stride. 6'2", lengthy arms. Plays like 6'4", 6'5". He's giving the Rockets fits. Timeout, Anna. 5:26 left. Stivers with a possession coming up for the tie or lead. Anna ahead by just two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Chuck, you and I were talking during our commercial break. Can't believe the shot by Stewart a moment ago for Anna didn't go in. It did everything but go in.
It was a nice move down the baseline. He laid it up perfectly, soft off the glass. Have no idea how it didn't go down.
It swirled around like a top. Bart Bixler needs some help. He's got to have some scoring support.
Well, Stewart's got 10, but he had 8 of those at halftime.
And Bixler's got 30.
30.
5:26 to go, fourth quarter. Anna's lead was 9 in the first 15 seconds of the fourth. And now it's only 2. Here's Ellis with a push off baseline right. Follow away 12-footer. Missed it. No good. Stewart got the rebound. Might have been undercut. No foul traveling on Stewart.
He fell over Masteller, unfortunately.
Tough break, Rockets. You're right, Chuck. Good no call by the referee. Ball inbounded by Stivers. Barreling into the lane goes Lattimore. He coughs it up. A good hook into the midsection of Lattimore. Pried the ball away. Nicely done by Yulskamp. And up, but 2. Outside the arc on the left, it's Masteller. Back to Yulskamp. Left corner, Cam Stewart spots up, shoots the 3. Swish! Oh, a huge basket. Swisharoo by Stewart.
Nice.
Crucial goal by him. 5-point lead, Anna. On a long-distance bomb, a trifecta by Cam Stewart. 56-51, Anna. 4:44 to go in the game. Top of the circle. Ball handed to Alan Lattimore. To Ellis. He wants to juke and drive. Can't do it. Back to Lattimore. Right wing, 3-point shooter. Yes! How about that? Long bomb.
Spears
in off the bench.
Second.
Yep, that's Doug's brother. Ivan Spears drained to 3. Here's nobody guarding Masteller for Anna. And he goes right down the lane to the rack for 2. Masteller with a critical goal. Anna back up by 4. Ella stops and pops. 27-footer. It's an errant shot. No good. Rebound baseline left by Stivers. Up and in. And a foul. What a play by Antonio Aubrey. Super game by him. 4:05 left. Anna's lead is 2. 58-56. Aubrey with a 3-point play chance. Stewart a 3-pointer. Masteller a bucket right on cue when we said Bixler needs help. But Stivers is relentless.
Well, they're rebounding really well right now. And I'll tell you what.
And the big factor right now is
Aubrey never left the lane. that entire possession.
You're right.
He never left the lane. But when was the last time you saw a three-second call?
But Stivers is getting into the lane, and they're getting into the paint at will ever since the middle of the second quarter. To cut it to one, foul shot, Aubrey, much too hard. Long rebound, pinballed around, off of Stivers, player last. A white shirt, got a piece of it, it rolled over the end line.
Just got to keep scoring because Stivers is going to score.
Eight players in backcourt. Annie inbounds, Leininger, Uelskamp up the floor, bothered in the lane, gives it right corner, Bixler on the arc to Leininger for a tray, way short. Rebound down to Stivers. Stivers can tie or take the lead. 3:50 left. Here's Ellis, herky-jerky, got away with a walk to the rim, got it, and a foul. He clearly traveled. He took steps and on a reach. A foul after the walking violation. Count the goal. Plus one, Ellis. That was an NBA move right there.
Yeah, he did get away with the extra step, but boy, is he a basketball player.
Trayvon Ellis igniting Stivers. We're tied at 58, 3:45 to go. Ellis for the lead. He hits it. Ellis willing Stivers right back into serious contention. In fact, the Tigers are up one. Defensive pressure, backcourt by Stivers. Nearly a turnover by Anna. 3:41 to go. Stivers 59, Anna 58. The key to this game, Chuck, at times since the middle of the second quarter, Stivers has sped Anna up and sped him up into quick shots and mistakes.
And they're missing some easy ones that won't normally miss.
Yep. Here's Uelskamp, double-teamed in backcourt. Stolen by Stivers. Layup good. DeJuan Allen. Oh, they put the whammy on Uelskamp. Triple-teamed him after he got the inbounds pass. He was smoked by three defenders. They ripped it away and scored. Clean play. Stivers on fire. Up three. 3:33 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got plans this Friday night? The hottest bar in town is now serving up the ultimate. Seafood selection?
That's right. Frisch's Ultimate Seafood Bar is packed with dozens of sizzling seafood and sides, like our crunchy battered whitefish, popcorn shrimp, steamed broccoli, and new crab cakes. It's Friday's hottest bar scene. Or come in every day for new shrimp and cheddar grits or our meat-free Impossible Big Boy.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, give the Stivers Tigers all the credit in the world. Stivers outplaying Anna here in the crucial fourth quarter. Anna was up 9 in the first 30 seconds of the fourth. Since then, Stivers has outscored Anna by 12 points. Here's Uelskamp racing down the floor, double-teamed, gives it up on the play to Masteller. He knifes into the lane, all the way to the rack, overshot a bunny. Anna missing short ones, one after another. Stivers, easy rebound. Anna in deep trouble. 61-58 Stivers. They spread the floor. 3:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ellis with breathing room enters the lane. Gives it up on the arc to teammate Alan Lattimore. Leininger checks in at the UD logo. 3 minutes left. Anna's committed 7 fouls. Here's a one-handed runner into the paint by Lattimore. Hits it. 5-point lead Stivers. Anna in serious trouble. It's like there are 6 or 7 white shirts on the court right now.
Yeah, they're playing really tight at this point. Not the time to...
Nope, the Rockets have missed 4 or 5 darn near point blankers here in the fourth period. And with 2:47 left, Stivers is up 5. Uelskamp to midcourt. He's double-teamed, gives to Bixler on the arc. Shot fake into the paint area, held. That's only team foul, 5 on Stivers. Anna's committed 7. Ball out of bounds, side court for the Rockets. Anna needs a bucket, a stop, a bucket, a stop.
Yeah, there's plenty of time.
Leininger to pitch it in play, right in front of head coach Nate Barhorst. Now Uelskamp, on him is Ellis. Ellis swipes to Bixler behind the arc. Shot fake, head of the key, Uelskamp passed it. It was batted right back to him. Riley gives up his dribble. Cam Stewart comes out to get it. Anna shaken at the moment. Rockets are rattled. Juelskamp, Masteller, fadeaway 30-footer, hit the back iron. Unmolested rebound, Stivers. 2:12 to go, Stivers in business. 63-58, Tigers. Up the right side comes Allen Lattimore, gets a screen, head of the key. Pitches on the arc to Trayvon Ellis. Juelskamp guards him. Trayvon dashes into the lane. Got away with a walk, or was there a push?
Well, they called a foul, but I'll tell you what, as good as he is, he travels a lot.
He does. He does, and I think he's been whistled for one. And he's at the stripe with the one and one.
But this is not an official's problem in the second half.
No.
It is shot selection.
No.
And playing way too fast.
Exactly. Yeah, Lattimore's going so quickly that first step without dribbling, hard to detect sometimes. Big one-on-one situation, Trayvon Ellis, and it's pure, true free throw, all cord. Wow, he has willed this comeback for the Stivers Tigers. He's had help. Is he at 20 yet, Chuck?
He's got 16.
First foul shot good. Stivers up six. The 5 points. This is the biggest lead of the game for Stivers. All net on the second one. Stivers leads by seven. Only a minute 55 to go. Here's Leidinger midcourt. Dribble drive down the lane. A late give to Stewart. Layup, yes. 65-60 Stivers. Minute 46 to go. Anna's got no choice but to foul. Dribbling hard down the right side, Allen Lattimore. Off-balance jumper in the lane. Oh, he took it. Missed it. Rebound, Anna. Long throw to Bixler. Circus catch in the lane. Lost the basketball. No foul. Head coach Nate Barhorst beside himself. Big break for Stivers there. Could have been two free throws for Bixler. Near steal, midcourt by Anna. Gotten back by Stivers. Scattered floor. Layup good by Lattimore. That might do it. 67-60 Stivers. A minute 10 to go. Left corner, Bixler. Bixler baseline, shake and bake. Powers to the rim. Two more for Bixler. Head coach Nate Barhorst gets a timeout. A minute 6 left. 67-62 Stivers. And a bench not pleased. They think the officiating has not gone the Rockets' way here in the last couple minutes, thinking it's gone the Stivers Tigers' way. Moot point. Stivers with a much better fourth quarter. In these tournament games, Chuck, we've seen it. It's how you finish. Jackson Center finished well. Fort Loramie didn't. Anna not finishing well here tonight.
They are not finishing well. They've taken some bad shots. They're sped up way too much. And just way too much. Ellis and Lattimore and Juwan Allen. And then Aubrey, they just have too many weapons, and Anna could not handle it.
Nope. Last 6 minutes, Stivers has outscored Anna by 14 points in the last 6 minutes.
Well, after the 18-6 start to the game in the first quarter, you know, it's been pretty much Stivers.
Anna's had a couple spurts, unable to sustain it. Relentless is the best way to describe Stivers, especially here in the second half. Well, Stivers has the ball out of bounds, up five. Anna's got to get a steal, a missed free throw, a turnover by Stivers. Rockets have got to get the ball back to score to make it a one-possession game. Then it's interesting. Then the burden of pressure is on Stivers. Here's Spears at midcourt. Might have gotten away with a walk. Gives it off on the play to a teammate. Driving into the lane. Lattimore. It's on the rim for three bounces. It drops through. Juelskamp guarding down the court for Anna. One-on-one in the paint. Off balance. No good. Foul on Stivers. 46 seconds to go. Stivers by seven. The last make by Stivers after a near turnover at midcourt was on a shot, Chuck, that hung on the back rim and bounced and bounced and bounced and fell through.
Now, Spears has had a nice game along with Ellis.
Free throw, Juelskamp is no good. Fouled in the act of shooting. He's got a second. 46.4 to go. Anna's been outscored by 16 since the first minute of the fourth quarter elapsed. Second shot, Juelskamp dips the knees on the way, swish. Been a lid on the hoop for some short Anna shots in this second half, especially fourth quarter. And Stivers has shot a great percentage, about 75% shooting by Stivers here in the last 6 minutes. 40 seconds to go. Stivers at midcourt. Ellis dumps it down to Spears. One-on-one against Stewart. Overshoots. Weak side rebound, Hillscamp. 34 seconds to go. Six-point game. Baseline left, Bixler. Around the player. Shot blocked. Loose ball on the floor. Stivers has got it. Baseball pass down the court. Layup is good. 20 seconds left. Anna down eight. Lining her midcourt. Surges to the rim. Way out of control. Shot no good. Rebound Stivers. That's the way the second half has gone. 9-8. Clock will run out. Stivers dribbling, dribbling. That'll do it. Anna defeated by Dayton Stivers in comeback fashion. 71-63. Rockets running out of gas. Whipped in the fourth quarter. Over the last 7 minutes of this game. Outdone by 17 points.
I got outscored 27-12 in the fourth quarter.
Monumental fourth quarter for the Stivers Tigers. Give Stivers all the credit in the world. They took it to Anna. That's why Stivers knocked off Taft, which was a higher seed. Taft was a number two seed down in Cincinnati right behind Deer Park and was expected to be here. Stivers has pulled off a couple of shockers in a row. Stivers deserve it. That's all there is to it. Stivers thumps Anna by eight as the Anna Rockets got a little tired over the last 3-4 minutes of this game and couldn't close the deal after going up by nine at the outset of the fourth quarter.
Well, it was the Bart Bixler show on the offensive end. The young man ended his career on a 32-point night, which was terrific.
He could.
But Stivers just had too many weapons. They got 19 out of Ellis. They got 16 out of Lattimore. They got 12 out of Allen. They got 10 out of Spears. They got 10 out of Aubrey. They had five kids in double figures.
Wow. Anna had two. Bixler was supported by, was it Cam Stewart?
Stewart had 15.
And that's it. Only two young men in doubles. Bixler with 30, Stewart 15. Much more balanced attack by Stivers. We talked in the pregame, they had three men averaging 14, 15 a game. Spears at 10. Pretty good supporting cast off the bench. And Chuck, that energy fueled the Stivers bench, which went 8-9 deep, was the difference. Trayvon Ellis, a class act. Boy, he is silky smooth.
Yeah, he's a good basketball player.
Anna couldn't defend him. He got into the paint area whenever he wanted. And Anna loses a 9-point lead early in the fourth quarter and is beaten by eight. Stivers wins going away. Outstanding careers here at Anna on the basketball floor for Isaac Leininger, Justin Murray, Cam Stewart, Riley Hillscamp, and Bart Bixler, a number of football players on this basketball squad. They won a D6 state championship on the gridiron, won a sectional title in hoops, a district championship in hoops, could not get by Dayton Stivers in this regional semifinal here tonight.
That's a terrific senior class for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You nailed it, Chuck. Let's take a look at our Clancy's Award winners.
Well, obviously, on the Stivers side, it's a hard pick, but I'm going to go with Ellis. And then on the Anna side, you got to go with Bart Bixler. That young man was tried. He willed them to get to that next game. Came up just a little bit short.
And Bart kept on trucking, and needed some help in the fourth quarter. It wasn't there. As Stivers seemed to get renewed energy entering the fourth. This Stivers team, relentless. That's the only way you can describe the Tigers.
Well, once they got the lead, it was pretty much Katie bar the door.
Clancy's, our star of the game, again,
Bart
Bixler.
And then Ellis on the other side.
Bixler, Ellis for Anna, Stivers, respectively. Thanks so much to Clancy's all year long. Here on scorersbroadcast.com. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Thanks so much. Here on scoresbroadcast.com to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, Brookins in Fort Loramie, custom foam products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Thanks as well to Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. Chuck, let's give Hoying and Hoying a big shout-out on scoresbroadcast.com, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoying and Hoying lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road, offering services like home remodels, additions, outbuildings. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoying and Hoying Builders currently has lots for sale on Retker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. Hoying and Hoying is also looking for a highly skilled worker in the construction and finish carpentry field. Again, for info, call 937-394-7144. What you can imagine we can create at Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. So many thanks in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. That's the gem of Rushi. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. It will keep you moving forward. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John always gives you his best shot. Well, that closes the season for the Anna Rockets. The basketball campaign concludes here tonight with a setback at the hands of Dayton Stivers. A top-flight Dayton Stivers team beats Anna 71-63 in terrific come-from-behind style, outscoring Anna by 17 points over the last 7 minutes of the game. Anna simply ran out of energy, and Stivers was relentless in its attack, sped Anna up into short missed shots and some mistakes.
Yeah, well, I mean, Stivers has got quickness galore, athletes, and I think, honestly, the difference between them and Deer Park is they've got athletes, but they've got a couple of really good basketball players, mm-hmm. where I think Deer Park is just very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
My money, and I don't have much of it, but my money would be on Stivers in that championship.
Oh, I think so. I think Stivers all around a better shooting team. It's a better basketball unit.
Yep.
Than Deer Park, which, as you say, it may have a little more.
They got some athletes.
Yeah, a little more athleticism. But Stivers, I think, has at least a couple basketball players and better as basketball players than any one guy for Deer Park.
You know, Lattimore and Ellis are both outstanding, and Lattimore only a junior.
Again, terrific careers for these Anna athletes on the basketball court. Isaac Leininger, Justin Murray, Cam Stewart, Riley Yuleskamp, Bart Bixler, all graduating 12th graders. Head coach Nate Barhorst in his ninth year, back next year for number 10. You can bet he will put together another very good Anna team. It was a good JV squad. Some young men on the JVs and substitutes here at the varsity level did get quality playing time. And Anna is going to be no slouch in the Shelby County League. They'll be a factor in the race again next season. Again, congrats to the Rockets for a fantastic football season. State champs in D6 on the gridiron. Boys golf in the fall. Shelby County League runner-up at Anna. Division III district qualifying team, girls volleyball, D3 sectional champs, girls soccer, WOSL champs, Division II district runner-up, girls cross-country, Division III regional qualifier, boys cross-country, Shelby County Athletic League champs, Division III state qualifiers. The girls and boys both finished sixth, by the way, in the state cross-country meets. Boys football, MAC champs, don't forget that, Midwest Athletic Conference champs.
That's maybe more impressive than winning the state championship.
Yeah, three-way tie, right? Three-way tie for the MAC title. Division VI state champs in football, of course. And the Anna girls still in hoops.
We'll see them Friday.
Friday at 3 against Columbus Afrocentric. Phenomenal.
Tall order. No pun intended.
No pun intended. 6'3", 6'4", for Afrocentric.
Yep.
A tall order indeed for the Anna girls, who are 22-6 on the year. And the boys conclude at, 22-5 with the setback here tonight. I may have mistakenly mentioned 22-4. Maybe that was before the game had ended. 22 wins in 27 games on the hardwood for the Anna boys. A terrific campaign, just coming up short here against Stivers. Next webcast, tomorrow evening, 5:40 p.m. from the Shot. No, St. John Arena.
St. John's Arena.
Yes, we've got the Fort Loramie girls against Cornerstone Christian out of Willoughby. High quality club, underrated, suffered some out of state losses, under the radar for sure, unranked in Ohio. Very good team, and Cornerstone Christian will be a real challenge for the Fort Loramie girls tomorrow. Tip off at 6 at the St. John Arena. Cornerstone's got the coach of the year in girls D4, an all-state first-team performer, I think an all-state second or third-team performer, a special mention, an honorable mention. They only go about 6 deep. Going to be an interesting matchup for Fort Loramie tomorrow night.
You don't expect to go to Columbus and play somebody that's not an outstanding basketball team.
Exactly. Well said. And then in the second game, Minster against Beverly Fort Fry. Minster Wildcats will tip at 8 against Beverly Fort Fry. We've got both contests for you tomorrow night from St. John Arena on the web. And we will talk with head coach Carla Siegel and head coach Mike Wiss. Fort Loramie and Minster, respectively, before both games, pre-recorded conversations. We'll hear from them prior to the tip-offs tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
A lot of fun. Again, Anna beaten by 8. Great rally by Stivers, which came on like gangbusters over the final 7 minutes to wipe out a 9-point Anna lead to win going away by 8. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Great assistance, as always, here at UD Arena from John Hemp of John Hemp Imagery. Thank you so much, John. Mike Wick, Jeff Bray, and Matt Zerker, assistants during the sectional basketball tournament at Piqua. Alongside me, Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, final time tonight. Anna Rockets go down at the hands of Dayton Stivers in a regional semifinal game, 71-63 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.